This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A teenage girl is recovering after being stabbed in the face. Madison police say it happened Tuesday night on the northeast side. They say there was a fight between people who knew each other, and now they're asking for tips. And Middleton schools were on alert yesterday because of a suspicious call. WKOW reports someone called in a tip that there was someone with a weapon in the high school parking lot. Some schools were put on secure holds. Middleton police found that the call was a hoax and came from outside the U.S. Meanwhile, rescue organizations are scrambling to care for hundreds of animals taken from a home near Wisconsin Dells. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. The Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats.
About a dozen rescues are now involved, including Shelter from the Storm, based here in Madison. They picked up dozens of rabbits and chickens and 16 dogs. Many need medical care. COO Peyton Pritzel says cases like these take a toll.
Rabbits that are in pretty rough shape. The chickens are okay, but they're pretty underweight. And then we have a couple dogs with some significant issues. It's very easy to focus on the animals in situations like these, but the people also go through a lot emotionally and physically.
Shelter from the Storm has now gotten tons of boxes of donations, items that can help both the animals who need care and those caring for them. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.